My dear brothers, let us offer this Mass very specially for our deceased priest from Boston, for our families and loved ones, particularly our deceased parents. We gather on a Saturday morning, Valde Mane, as the Gospel says, very early in the morning, Saturday, the day of rest. The Gospel reminds us that as soon as the Sabbath of Holy Saturday ended, Mary Magdalene goes to the tomb with spices to complete the burial preparations that were rushed because it was the eve of the Sabbath. Mary Magdalene had worried about who would roll back the stone. She was not anticipating the resurrection. She simply wanted to make sure that Jesus was properly buried. She arrives here at the borrowed tomb. The tomb belonged to Joseph of Arimathea, a member of the Sanhedrin, a rich man, a disciple of Jesus, a secret disciple, who, despite his fears, went boldly to Pilate and requested the body of Jesus. Joseph purchased a linen shroud that became now the sacred shroud. Nicodemus, another closet Christian, brought myrrh and aloes. Jesus had said that the foxes have dens and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head. At his birth, Jesus was born in a stable because there was no room in the inn. There he was accompanied by Mary and Joseph. At the end of the Gospel, Jesus is laid in a borrowed tomb. Here, another Mary and Joseph, Mary Magdalene, Joseph of Arimathea, are present. But on Easter morn, the first day of the week, the first day of the new creation, the disciples find the empty tomb. The stone has been rolled back, not to allow Jesus to escape from the tomb, but to allow us to peer in and see that the tomb is empty, a preface to 40 days of apparitions during which the risen Lord initiates the community of Paschal faith. He shows us how he is going to be present going forward in word, sacrament, and community. He promises to send the Holy Spirit to enlighten, strengthen, and guide his church. This is the place, this borrowed tomb, where Mary Magdalene came sorrowing, where Peter and John came running. This is the place where Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus overcame their cowardice and expressed their friendship for Jesus in what seemed to be a moment of defeat. But this is the tomb filled with nothing that fills us with joy. Because the tomb is empty, the tabernacle is full. Now, like the disciples in the Gospel, our impulse must be to share the good news, to be witnesses of the resurrection, to announce to the world that Christ is truly risen. We have recognized him in the breaking of the bread. Here in this holiest of places, we ask the Lord to help us to seek the things that are above. As St. Paul says, to think of what is above and not of what is on earth. At Caesarea Philippi, Jesus rebukes Peter for rejecting Jesus' words about the cross. The Lord says to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan, thou savorest of the things of men and not of God." We must overcome our fear of the cross and begin to savor the things of God, knowing that the borrowed tomb is empty and our Redeemer lives. His friendship and his love are real. He shares with us his life and his mission. Christos Anesti, Aletheos Anesti.